I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We should do it at the end of this segment, Sean. We've got Payne another observation from last
I've got
night.
A lot of observations. My very first one. We'll get to it in a second.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second.
Yeah.
Let me jot it down because I don't want to forget to compliment you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll sprinkle in some observations from the Houston Sports Awards last night. It was a great event. Congrats to Patty Smith and everybody else involved. So Mike Kafka and Dejero Ivero did their interviews yesterday. Ivero was over Zoom. Kafka was in person. Someone texted, this is Middle Screen actually texted in, Tom Middle Screen, on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page.
Trailer Wheel and Frame!
This Middle Screen's one of the early risers here. What if Kafka had been at the awards last night? Now that would have been the talk of the awards show.
That would be in poor taste.
Yeah.
If the Texans showed up unveiling the new head coach especially as the Astros are being honored for World Series championships and everything, that would be considered in poor taste, like trying to upstage the event that everybody
is there
for.
Well, yeah. It was the Astros Invitational last night.
It really was.
I mean, they won every award other than College Athlete of the Year.
I did a little thing at the beginning with Jeremy Pena, yeah. Of which he was unaware until about 33 seconds before.
That was my concern.
Yeah.
Is that he wasn't going to be totally sure. He was going to come in kind of unprepped for
that. And then I felt like a total, morning coffee chat TV show jerk because I made him do the little heart thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
You got to make the people happy.
Playing to the crowd, man.
Yeah. So.
So Kafka was not there last night.
Nor was Evie Rowe.
He was not there. D'Amico, Ryans, Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, they're all candidates for the job that are playing. They're coaching in games this weekend, so they can't be interviewed until Monday, January 30th. Sean Payton we'll get to in the next segment. Sean Payton's entire candidacy for a head coaching job, I don't know if it's falling apart or if he just doesn't want a gig. We'll get to that at 6:35-ish. What are your power rankings right now?
Power rankings?
Yes, the Seth Payne head coach power rankings.
In reverse order.
Okay, counting up.
Starting at number 7
okay.
is Sean Payton.
Bottom of the list, huh?
A little bit of this is sour grapes because I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to be here, but it was really easy to not want him here after he leaked to Colin Cowherd. I say leak. He flat out told Colin Cowherd, according to Colin Cowherd, and this was never corrected by Sean Payton or anything. He basically made it really, really easy for people to connect the dots and make it seem like the Zoom interview was just an atrocity and the McNairs were awful and everything, despite reports to the otherwise for both that interview and others. And not to mention that Payton has been leaking every little thing to Colin Cowherd all along the way. And I don't have any need in my life for a little media wannabe head coach who's more concerned with advancing his own agenda than actually winning football games or championships.
Seems like you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in the next segment. Who's
next?
Oh,
yeah, I forgot we're doing a power ranking.
Yeah,
I actually wanted to make this whole into a bash Sean Payton.
You'll get
segment.
That in the next segment.
Yeah. Okay.
You get your chance.
Number 6. I numbered these poorly, so I need to do this little math in my
That's
mind.
Okay.
6, Kafka. And he seems like a swell fella, but there are tons of swell fellas who aren't cut out to be head coaches. And frankly, I just haven't seen it. Yesterday, I think we were using the term soft-spoken probably as a... I think we were saying soft, and people interpreted that as soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's his own father said he had a soft personality.
Soft demeanor.
A soft demeanor, yep. Right. Which is different than... as I was talking to Wade Phillips last night, I was thinking, okay... Wade Phillips is somewhat soft-spoken, and yet he's got a head coach vibe and an edge to him in a lot of ways.
No doubt.
You know, because when Wade shows his edgy side, he kind of does it in a little, he sneaks in a little quip here and there. So I'm like, yeah, okay, this is good soft-spoken, but it's different than being a soft personality.
Yep.
I just haven't seen that side of Kafka, and I've watched various interviews and interactions with his players to where it's a lack of juice and zest and energy that I'm accustomed to seeing in head coaches. Number 6?
Number 5. I renumbered these for you.
Oh, you did while I was talking?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Number five, Thomas Brown. Because I know nothing other than him, other than he has a perfect head coach
personality.
He
has juice.
He has a head coach personality.
If juice is the cover charge, he's allowed in the club.
Yeah, and yet it feels like he's been Sean McVay's consigliere for the last 2 years, which is almost that he's the assistant head coach for the Rams. As a very young man who's never been a coordinator or anything, it's one thing if, like, you are identified really early and you're an assistant coach. Like, Tomlin only spent 1 year as a defensive coordinator, did a really good job with it, but he had already kind of been tabbed as a guy that had some juice or the it factor or whatever to him. So Thomas Brown, I have no idea what to make of him, other than he seems like an awesome guy with the right personality attributes, but I haven't seen him necessarily in a leadership position.
Yep.
So when we get into the really serious candidates, in my opinion, there's Evie Rowe, who is at number four, and who has done a marvelous job as a defensive coordinator in just 1 year. And I was talking to Wade Phillips about this last night, is that, you know, I think a lot of people had this perception in their mind of, oh, okay, Vic Fangio got fired, and it was because they couldn't figure out the offense, but the defense was great. Actually, 2 years ago, the defense for the Broncos was not that good at all. So Evie Rowe stepped in and really improved the defense in a lot of ways, and that's as he lost his Chubb, the edge rusher, to trade halfway through the season. So I like him. He's still, like, relatively fresh in the conversation. And I don't think in terms of, like, head coach attributes, he hasn't displayed as much now as my top three, which are Steichen from Philadelphia at number three. Well, no, I'm sorry. Steichen and Gannon I've got tied at number two.
Okay.
So Steichen
You'd be
and
good
Gannon,
with either one.
Yeah, and then D'Amico is up there, numero uno, a number one.
Yeah.
He's the guy. For all the reasons, including he's shown that administrative and leadership side as a coordinator. His players absolutely gush about him. He is the guy by far that I see the most people adamantly saying, oh, yeah, he's just unlike anybody I've ever been around. Like, this is what we're talking. You're talking about winning a damn Super Bowl. You're not talking about, well, gosh, everybody else is like, they hire offensive coordinators, and sometimes it works out. And usually that's what most people are doing. So, like, why not, man? Because you're not hiring an offensive coordinator. You're hiring a head coach.
Sound like the guy from South Park.
If I don't even know which one. So Steichen is the offensive coordinator that's highest on my list.
Yep.
If I felt like he had the same attributes as D'Amico in terms of people absolutely gushing about him as a leader, as a person, all those things, then it would be really tough not to choose the offensive guy. And the offense, the tiebreaker always goes to the offensive guy, but every single year, these guys who aren't genuine leaders or head coaches get hired, and they end up being mediocre and disappointing. And I do believe I believe a lot of potentially really good coaches who are either defensive coordinators or special teams coordinators don't get their shot. And yet, if you look at five of the top six NFL coaches in terms of tenure, how long have they been with their team? Five of them are non-offensive coordinators. They're either special teams coordinators or defensive coordinators. Andy Reid's the only one of the six guys who have been around the longest who's an offensive guy. So if you just want to shoot for par, if you just want to be middle management your whole life and wish you were driving a better car than you are, then by all means, go with the flow, go with the trends, go with the crowd. But if you're actually genuinely trying to be the best of the best in every category possible, then there is no other choice. You choose D'Amico.
You've come up with some good numbers to help back up not having to be hooked on an offensive coach the last couple days. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Five of the six most tenured are either defensive or special teams background. 17 of the last 22 Super Bowl winning coaches. Is that the number?
Have
a non-offensive coach background.
No, they're also, it's also, or, no, they don't, they violate some of the rules of things you're not supposed to do.
Gotcha.
Because I included retreads in that.
Retreads, that's
so
what
retreads,
it
and also if you include, maybe if you don't like retreads, but if you throw in their, a spread quarterback for a long, long time, you know, there would be no Drew Brees or Pat Mahomes. Can't win a Super Bowl with those guys.
Yep.
And you can't win a Super Bowl with a defensive coach or a special teams coordinator. All those things, they fall by the wayside. So, like, if you're going to tell me that Tomlin was a bad hire, or if you're going to tell me that Belichick was a bad hire, that John Harbaugh was a bad hire, or any of those guys were bad hires because there weren't offensive coordinators, I'll retort with, I will throw a heaping, stinking load of bad offensive coordinator head coaches at you.
Is the well drying up for Sean Payton, and do the Texans have competition, stiff competition, for D'Amico Ryans? That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.